Hey, bad friends, we got new merch. Okay, guys, so check out these beanies. These beanies, high quality.
Very high quality.
Yeah, I love them. So I love the way they turned out, dude. These, if you're not, you're not cool if you don't have one.
You're not cool if you don't have one. We're back to the old school, the OG. Our OG faces on here. It says bad friends on the back. Turn around and show them what it looks like on the back. The shirts are so high quality. These are so comfortable. Oh, look at that, dude. The OG is back. Go to badfriendsmerch.com, badfriendsmerch.com. The site is live right now. And on that site, you can also sign up for the email list. And that email list lets you know when we're dropping new stuff, exclusive stuff. And our Patreon, shout out to our Patreon members. The top tier is going to get a discount on merch. And also, the bad friends are on the road, guys. Baby.
And we only got
a few dates left.
Hey, guys, this weekend, guess what? We're going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee with the Cheeseheads, then in Chicago. Then
Illinois, yeah.
We go Minneapolis and Madison.
Minnesota.
So Minneapolis and Madison, that empties out the year for us. And in 2024, we are coming around the bend. We're coming to Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Temecula, California.
Reno, Nevada.
Sacramento, California.
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach.
Inglewood.
Then we're in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Then we're in Niagara Falls, Canada.
Yeah. Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson. And then we finish out 420.
Las Vegas, Nevada, man.
Vegas, 420. Get your tickets right now. Go to badfriendspod.com. Badfriendspod.com.
Manscaped. Mary Ballsmith from our friends over at Manscaped. You get 20% off and free shipping with the code badfriends at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code BADFRIENDS.
Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Can I pour you some $35 water?
Wait, is this real though?
Yeah, look, it's never been opened.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look. I told them we had to get you a real one. This is the real water. Look, the seal is there.
Yeah, but they, I saw.
No, they did the seal.
Oh,
that
I see.
Give
see,
me your cup, please, so I can pour you.
Thank you,
nice
so much. Thank you. So
$38 bottle of water.
This is what I deserve.
How do you feel, my little prince?
Me?
Yeah,
I'm grateful to see you guys.
Grateful to see you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I've had 3 days of family.
Family day?
Yeah, I went to Disneyland.
How was Disneyland?
Dude, Disneyland's the best, huh?
Yeah, when you have the
yeah
clearance that you got.
I didn't get a clearance, but let me say something. I'll give you the my. The one with the, what's the one with the lady, the cat?
I don't know what they're called, with the
crazy cat. She went in the hole.
Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, that. I did that. I did the Green Man.
The Green Man, the Hulk?
No. The Green Kid.
Peter Pan.
You knew what I'm saying.
The Green Man.
So those two.
What did they have in Korea? Was it all different in Korea?
Yeah. They had China Pan. Yeah. And China Pan was all in yellow. And he had a rickshaw in the sky. And it was beautiful. What are we doing? So anyway, I went to Disneyland. What is it? 9 things you didn't know about Disneyland's star treatment. What does that mean?
Well, you got star treatment at Disneyland.
I didn't get star treatment.
Jump the line.
No, I got a chaperone.
Somebody held your hand as you walked around the Disneyland.
Well, no, I just go, hey, can we go on the Green Man? She goes, Peter Pan? I go, yeah. And I go, how much is the weight? She goes, there's no weight.
You go to the front of the line.
There's Mexican,
What is that?
In the wheelchairs, they're in line for 9 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, why you get to get around, bro? You know what I mean? And I'm always like, chaperone.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. But my point is, and then.
So you walked by paralyzed kids waiting for their dream ride.
I don't know if they were paralyzed, but they were in wheelchairs.
They're all paralyzed at Disneyland.
And here's what else do you get?
Do you get a nice dinner? Do you get a nice food?
Well, you can get reservations. I didn't want to do any of that. You
didn't want to eat there, huh?
Well, in the Star Wars land, they had this like thing where it was like a pita thing with stuff that they get on Tatooine, some sort of vegetable.
Mm.
They get shipped straight from Tatooine. Dude.
Wow!
And it was pork meat.
Ooh!
Yeah, and porks.
Yes.
Chewbacca loves them. And what else? So I did Star Wars. I did the Vanellian's Vulcan. But you know what? I did the incredible roller coaster.
You sound like when an 8-year-old goes to Disneyland.
I did incredible roller coaster.
And then we did the Green Man. and then we got pork.
And then what else did we? We did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Whoa,
that was fun too. But the incredible, we did the incredible coaster twice. It's pretty fun.
So it sounds like you had a good time.
So you went to both parks.
Yeah, you went to both parks.
I guess so.
You went to Great Adventure. What's it called? Great Adventure.
California Adventure.
And then after five, we lost her at five, and she goes, well, we can do a couple more. I go, no, we're fine.
What do you mean you lost her at five? The guide was done.
No, because you pay for a certain chunk.
Right.
And I was just like, it's so expensive. I was like, no, we're good.
How much is it?
I can't say it on the air.
Go ahead and do it.
Well, you guess.
People could Google it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you guess.
Is it per person or just for the time?
I don't know. I mean, I just go, what is an hourly? And what do you think, what was it hourly?
An hour?
Yeah.
With a private guide and skip the line?
Yeah.
1,000?
An hour?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
Way less.
Oh, 500? Mm-mm. 100?
Right between.
Wait, 250 an hour?
It was 700 something an hour.
Right between.
Well, you have to do it 8 hours.
What? Do you know how you fucking just did that?
No, you said 1,000. I go, no. You said 500. I go, in between. So in between 500 and 1,000.
You said way less.
Way less than 1,000.
Not way less. 750 is not way less than 1,000. That's not much.
I just don't want the people listening to think that I have a lot of money.
750 an hour. That's fucking wild. Cool. You ever did you ever get to do that with him?
No.
No? Would you ever want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
You would
want the privilege,
wouldn't
you?
You
would
want to do it, right?
Would you want to go on the Green Man?
Mm-hmm. Into the Green Man? I just don't know how anyone, because they're 2 hour lines.
Yeah, people spend their whole, yeah, they spend, yeah, their
and
whole.
And they play these, like, because a lot of Mexicans, they play, like, hey, bro, let's do Mexican, let's see, on A, you give me a Mexican name in A. Right? So they go, okay, Alejandro or whatever, yeah, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, they play these games. I don't know what kind of games they play.
Well, that sounds like it.
Yeah.
Armando.
But it was fun. And then where else did I go? So then we went to Universal too.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, the next day.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
So you're exhausted.
I'm gone.
You're not even here.
I'm a dead man.
Is he more Hollywood than you now?
Did you, Andrew, can
I'm not more Hollywood than him.
Go ahead.
No
Did
chance.
So Andrew, can I clean your new house?
No. No, because we need someone that's proficient.
I'm the best.
Yeah, but I don't want to get robbed and know it's an inside job from her.
Bro.
Bunch of Filipinos.
That's so offensive because she is better than anyone else you could get.
But I know what she does at your house, and I don't want her to come over after doing like an hour poop scrub and then have to come clean my house.
She would probably pick a different day.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but she does a great job.
I want you to wear a hazmat suit. I don't have a house, but if I do get another one, I will.
You have a nice house, and I was there for your little vacation party you had the other day.
Thanks, man.
And it was fancy people there, producers.
No.
Really? The big movie that I did with, let me just say this. I don't want to get in a fight with you because I'm in a mood.
It seems like you're begging for a fight all day. I'm just trying to start
shit. I'm poking.
Yeah.
Because I just haven't seen people in 3 days, so I'm just saying.
Well, don't take it out on me.
I won't.
Take it out on these fuckheads.
Let me just get this out.
Yeah, and then can you get mad about this whole thing that's going on over there?
Okay, not what's me. Going on here then?
Well, you know.
You
know what happened with Carlos. Yeah. Why don't you talk about that?
Carlos called me crying on Friday.
I mean, he was really upset.
All right.
Tell the fans. We should be honest. If we're going to be honest about everything, tell the fans.
Okay, let's be honest about all of it then. All
right, then Carlos moved back to Texas and he's no longer on the show.
Good.
Well.
He deserved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He Why? Pissed me off.
He upset Bobby pretty bad.
He pissed me off.
Bobby had texted me about 30 times and 4 calls and I finally picked up. I was outside and I got my phone and I was like, what's going on? And what did you say?
Okay, he's going to get fired. He's irresponsible.
You said he has to be fired
He has now. To be fired now. Because, but I don't feel the same way now.
Well, we fired him. So
I feel different. I can call him.
You want him back?
I can call him. Can I get him back?
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
In lieu of this, we had a little bit of a replacement here.
Yeah, but once I saw the replacement, I was like, no, I
want
to.
You want Carlos back?
Back, yeah.
But McCone's put in some effort to be your Carlos. Will you, tell him.
I had to go full Carlos for you, Bobby. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Look at this.
I did that for you, okay? My beautiful hair is
For people
gone.
That can't see the show, McCone has shaved his head
here's
like
the deal.
Carlos, and man, is it awesome.
I want to say this, okay?
Look at this. Show, play the video. Play the video. Look at his buddy came over to his house an hour ago
okay.
and shaved his head in his living room. And this is all based on the fact that I said last week, I said, you really want to be Carlos? And you said, can I please be at the board, please? And I said, do you really want to be Carlos? I said, well, then you ought to shave your head like Carlos and be bald like him. And dude,
commitment.
He committed. Okay. Let's give it up for the commitment.
That's good commitment.
That is huge.
But I'm going to double down on it.
What? You want him to go to a glory hole?
No. And I'm really going to do this. I'm in a mood. Okay.
Be in the mood.
I really respect that. And that's a game, dude. Mm-hmm. And that's clutch. And I love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Deal. We're cutting that part out. So you did that for no reason. So we're going to cut that whole thing. Put the hat back on. Put the hat back on. Put the hat back on, right?
Leave it off.
No,
it's funny.
Put the hat back on, right? You're going to keep that on there, right? We're going to cut the shave thing up. So you did that for no reason. Nothing. And I think, and that's suffice to
me. So mean.
It's even funnier though. I had a feeling.
No. Don't test
me. Why? It looks fucking funny.
Don't test me. Do not test me right now, dude.
We're going to keep it in. That's okay. Insane. Why would
just
we take
keep
that
it out for now?
No,
keep
it's
it
so now. Funny. Leave his head on. Right. It looks great. Look at how good he looks.
Well, you're not my Carlos then.
Bend down.
What happened to Carlos? Bob?
Yeah, what did happen to Carlos?
I don't want to get into my personal life.
Okay.
But if I may.
You don't have to. Why don't you call Carlos and
Let me say this, okay? He had to do one job. He was supposed to pick somebody up from the airport.
He was supposed to arrange a car.
Right. So for a week, every day, I'm just like, dude, so you got it? He said, I'm on it. It's already booked.
Right.
And I go, okay, every day. Dude, you got it? Yeah, dude. The name, birth date, everything. He's going to be there.
Right.
The 11 o'clock happens. I wake up. This person calls. There's nobody here. So I go, what the fuck? And I call the company. And they go, the person that booked it canceled it 2 minutes ago.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Should we get him on the phone? You want me to call him?
And I went ape shit.
Yeah. You did try to burn down the whole world.
Yeah.
I'll get him on the phone here.
I'll get him on.
Okay, you get him on.
Why did you put Carlos in charge of something so important?
Yeah, why would you do that, actually? That is interesting.
Because he does it for the tour. Mm. And every time on the tour, they're there.
Yeah, but he screwed up this time. So
yeah.
I'll call him. Here. He's in Texas with his family.
I don't care.
His grandma died.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, man. So we're on the show now, and Bobby is pretty upset, and he wants to talk to you about something.
Oh, yeah. But did he tell you what I did for him?
Oh, God.
What did you do?
Oh, okay.
I sent him Air One desserts.
Oh, desserts.
You know what those are?
I sent him four, including chocolate mousse.
Right. There are no wheat, or it's all, what's it called?
Gluten-free?
Gluten-free.
Oh, so it's all gluten-free?
It's sugar-free, gluten-free. It's garbage. It's still outside my door.
But it was expensive.
I don't care. It literally, go pick up the Air One bag that's outside my door. It's been there for 3 days. I have not pulled it inside the house. What?
All right, we'll get it.
All right. It's rotting. There's smell. I don't know what it is. I haven't even opened it. But let me say something. What you did there was out of pocket. There's no other word. There's no other word. All right? And I'm going to say that you really dropped the ball on that one.
I'm sorry, Bob.
And is this not true? Is this not true? I called the company and they go, excuse me, sir, but you canceled it 2 minutes ago. And I said, the person that booked it canceled the fucking pickup 2 minutes ago when she's there. Why did you do that?
Because the pickup was for 5:30 p.m., not 9:30 a.m.
Look, can I ask you a valid question?
Of course.
Did I not give you the flight information?
You did.
And does the flight information say 5:30 in the afternoon or 9 in the morning?
It says 9 in the morning.
So why, let me just curiosity, why would one, I give you the flight information, why would one ridiculously book a 5:30 out in the afternoon thing?
Bob, it's military time. It's the whole thing. It's getting my mind all messed up. But I don't want to throw excuses your way.
Wait a minute.
You use military time?
Military time? You've never been in the military.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a valid reason why I would mess up.
Dude, this mind trickery you're doing is working.
It's not working for me.
It's working for me. I almost agreed with him. I was like, right.
Yeah. Do you use military time when you book the Bad Friends tour stuff?
No, you know what? I think the website recently changed to military time. I think it's a new thing.
Out of the blue.
You think it just happened while you were booking? Like in the middle of your booking?
Yeah, like they switched over. Like they were like, oh, it switched over to a military account for some reason. It just was a glitch. It was a glitch in the system, Bobby.
Hmm. It was a glitch in the system. Okay.
Carlos, a memoir, a glitch in the system. That's going to be your book.
I told you this would never happen again.
All right, so what happens? What do I get if it does happen again?
you can put something in my butt.
I've done that already, big dude. Deal. That's like I could do that without this.
All right, you can spank me.
No, too easy. You have to give him your dog, your new dog.
No, no, he's got to drink a Bobby Lee concoction.
Oh boy. Do you hear that?
It's a shot glass. I agree. A shot glass of whatever I put in there. You just got to drink it.
Shot glass, 6 ounces. 6 ounces.
No, but it'll kill him.
So?
The 6 ounces, what I got in mind, will kill him.
Okay.
All right, shot glass. You get a shot of whatever, and then I'm going to make a video of how I made it.
Yeah.
And what it entails.
And we have to drop you off at Kaiser Permanente. You don't get
right after that.
Yeah, you have to go to Kaiser.
I have the hookup at Cedars, though, because my dad.
Too bad, so sad, kiddo. You got to go to Kaiser.
All right, I'll go to Kaiser.
All right, so I'm going to give you another shot. You're not fired. I'm gonna keep
Bobby, I really appreciate it.
I'm gonna keep coming to you to book things, but you drop the ball one time, dude. You will get a shot glass of something just so otherworldly, so grotesque. It'll mess up your body. And you guys have no idea. You're thinking cum right now. No.
No.
No, no, no. Not my cum.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
Worse?
Mine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well then you're not fired, so you can come back soon.
Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, babe.
Bye. Okay.
Big mess up. Big freak out, big mess up. But everything's okay now.
Everything's fine. So that happened. But it's been, you know, I missed everyone in this room.
Yeah?
I just miss, yeah, I like my life too. I like my life.
You're saying you like the way things are, the way you've got them. You don't need outside forces.
I don't think I need anything more than what I have.
That's nice.
You know, I think I have, in fact, I miss some of the things I've had.
You miss me?
Not you. What?
What?
Are you your fucking mind? I see you all every fucking day.
I didn't think it was me.
You said miss me.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
All right.
What?
Nothing, dude.
Dude, that
chill
came out.
Dude,
dude, you need to get another dog or something because that was weird.
I miss you.
Whoa, dude, that's so uncomfortable. I miss you too.
I saw a guy today.
Yeah.
From the back who had long black hair like you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I legitimately, yeah. I go, Bobby.
Yeah. You know what's so funny?
I miss you.
So today,
yeah.
I was with somebody and she was like, "Did you see the TikTok with Andrew and Nikki Glaser about the Taylor Swift prank?"
Oh, yeah,
the punk, right?
Thing. Yeah.
And I go, "You know what? I don't even need to see the TikTok of it. I want to go to YouTube. I'm going to watch the whole video.
The whole thing.
Right? And I watched the whole video and I was laughing so hard.
It was such a dumb prank.
And during the prank, I stopped laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, God, I miss him.
Oh, see? My prince.
How long were you gone, Tito Bobby?
None of your fucking business.
Business, bitch.
Like, you keep saying.
You ungrateful bitch.
You keep
fucking
saying.
Fucking asking fucking questions, bitch. None of your fucking business, lady. What the fuck are you talking about?
You miss him like you've been gone for a year.
It's a thing that happens when you get older.
Yeah.
You don't get it, dude.
You don't even get it right now, lady.
You don't get it.
God, mind your own fucking business,
bitch. You don't miss anything, do you? You miss
three
nothing.
3 days.
No. 3 days?
That's yeah, a
three
long
days.
Time.
Yeah. I will clean my house. Today's Sunday.
That's not my fault.
Hey, you better watch your mouth.
Watch your fucking mouth, man. God, I missed you.
I missed you. How long do you take to clean his house for real?
All day.
All day.
How much would you pay somebody to clean all day?
To clean my whole house all day?
Yeah.
And it's messy. Like it's. Everything is
my house
like,
isn't messy, so it wouldn't be that much. How much would it be to clean your house all day?
There's poo stains everywhere.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why do you keep saying that?
Because
it goes on to the internet. People think I'm a poo man.
You are a poo man. But it's in the toilet, she's saying. It's not on the
wall. Yeah,
yeah. No, it's on the wall.
Oh, wow.
It's not on the wall. It's insane.
On the wall.
It's not on the wall.
I had to wipe
it. I do art. I'm like,
no. No.
Yeah.
He's the poo man. Skip-a-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Hey. I think $80. $80.
For the day.
For the day. That's all you should be paying her.
Oh.
I just did the math in my head. $80.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, and I think that.
$10 an hour,
I think
8 hours.
I think
$80. Let me see what your cleaning hand looks like. Go ahead and do it. No. Way too aggressive. You're going to scratch it.
No.
You're going to scratch the fridge.
Well, if you're fragile, then nothing is going to
But yeah, what I do, Andrew, is little tricks. She doesn't know. I'm this is not even a lie.
What?
What do you do?
I hide little things to see if she cleans it. And she gets all of them, and I go, okay, she's doing a good job. So what I do is I'll go to the cat litter, and I'll take tiny pieces of poo and just put them in really weird
spots. That's why.
Yeah, I put them in
like
weird
it's
spots.
Like, on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, little weird spots in around the house. I go, let's see if she gets this.
A poop cleaner you are.
Yeah.
Blue Chew.
You know what, guy? I have ED. I admit it.
That's
and guess
fine.
What? I don't need to be embarrassed anymore because I have Blue Chew.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. You want to bring the heat in the bedroom? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, baby.
It really does work.
Works.
Guys, it really does work, and I've been using it. I'm a hero, dude. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
Their tablets are made in the U.S. of A. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. No one's going to know. Your neighbors aren't going to know what you got going on, and they should mind their own business, Gary. You should mind your own business.
I let
for
them
the fifth
know.
Time.
I go, I'm on Blue Chew to the whole neighborhood.
Well, they should know. You can yell it from the top of your lungs, but if you like privacy, they're going to ship it privately for you, all right? You're going to love it. Look, millions of people use Blue Chew because millions of men need it, and there is nothing wrong with it. Right, Bob?
Yeah, Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. It's chewable, it's delicious, and it works. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. We got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping.
That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS, BADFRIENDS, to receive your first month free.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details, important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Manscaped! Ho, ho, ho! Merry Baldmas! From our friends at Manscaped.
The holidays are approaching, and what if I told you the celebrations are going to start early because the perfect gift does exist, and who else to bring it down the chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming?
Yeah, dude.
Manscaped is so good, man. They got the brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0. Watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. We've been using this stuff. I actually do love Manscaped's products so much. They got that weed whacker for nose and ear hair. Feature proprietary advanced skin safe technology, so you're not going to nick them.
Starting with Santa's number one help, we have the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This fifth generation trimmer features two next gen blade heads, a standard trimmer blade for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go for the smooth finish whenever your heart desires.
It feels so good. I got to tell you, whenever I use Manscaped products, I'm not afraid to nick my nuts because it's not going to happen. It's so smooth on my balls, baby.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the use the code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use that code BADFRIENDS. Manscaped.
Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Holidays.
I also want to ask. Like,
go ahead. And don't, it's not about poo or nothing. About please.
Not you. Okay, it's not you. About you right now.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's about Andrew.
Very good.
Very good.
Not about you right now.
Okay. So during your puberty, boy puberty phase.
Yeah.
You're asking him or me?
Both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to come back.
Okay. What was like your first sign of like knowing you like a girl?
Is your boyfriend going through puberty right now?
No, me.
Oh, you're going through puberty right now. I think he got there.
No, I'm like I feel like I like girls.
I think you do. I think we've said this before, and I think you do. I think you're admitting it a little bit because your boyfriend you don't like at all.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean?
You want to be real?
I want to know your experience.
Okay, you want to know what it is?
What?
I think your generation.
Everybody's gay.
You guys are like accepting a lot of things and pondering, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it. But you ponder more than we did.
Well, I just don't. I think it was just, it's not a part of culture like it is now when we were kids. Like now it's like everyone's like, am I gay? Look at that.
Well, since I did
am I gay quiz.
Since I did a bi quiz, why don't we do a quiz with her?
All right, here we go. Do am I gay test. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right, zoom in.
Zoom in.
Why are you taking this? I usually fantasize or have romantic feelings towards people of my same gender. I sometimes find myself attracted to more than one gender or just for fun.
One?
I usually fantasize about having romantic feelings. Yeah? Yeah.
Really?
Okay, go back to two.
Oh my God.
No, you can be the answer you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's stick.
No, go back, go back, go back. Go back.
Wait, let her stick to it if she says.
All right, start now.
All right. Have you ever looked at a person your same gender and felt sexually attracted to them? Yes, all my crushes are my same gender. Sometimes I find myself attracted
sometimes.
To more than.
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
How frequently do you have sexual fantasies or dreams about people of your same gender? All of them? are about people, some of the time, or all of my fantasies are about a gender other than mine.
Middle,
dreams.
Middle.
In your dreams, some of the time, there you are. Okay. Have you ever kissed someone of the same gender as you? No?
No.
Wait.
Like my relative?
No, whoa, 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 whoa. This is not the incest test.
Well, it is kind of one and the same. There is something below it that does say you might like a family member. Have you ever kissed someone of the same gender? Yes.
Just my like mom and
Yeah, just go
aunt.
Back to no, no, no.
That's no, it's no.
It's no, it's a no.
But no, that says no and I don't want to.
It doesn't matter, no.
Yes, but I want, see? Yes, want to kiss people.
Okay, so middle.
Okay.
If your partner offered you a
Yes.
Yes, okay. Be exciting, something to try. Okay. There you go, that's pretty big. Do you find yourself romantically interested in people of your same gender?
Yes.
So is it, I am only romantically interested in people of my same gender, or?
And others.
And others, gender. Right.
Okay.
Think about the people you have formed the strongest or most intense emotional bonds in your life. These people tend to be the same gender. Same gender, okay.
Yeah, because there's no other gender in there.
When I think about having sex or being romantically involved with someone of another gender, I feel of another gender.
Well, like,
like a boy. Uninterested.
Yeah, open to it.
Yeah. No, that sounds She went, That doesn't sound open. When I think about having sex or being romantically involved with someone of my same gender, I feel positive and excited or open or uninterested.
Open to it.
Open. When I watch porn, it includes two people of the same gender.
It's always the same gender.
It's always two girls. Okay. You're gay.
You're gay.
60% gay, 39% bi. Wow.
Yeah, you're gay.
All right, dude.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Eh.
That doesn't sound gay to me. That sounds pretty straight.
Would your mom be mad?
No, she's fine with it. She's always, I don't know how to say English. She.
Say it in not English.
Okay.
Oh, she's always a little bit frustrated, but she'll get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
What if the bad friend's family set you up with somebody?
No, I don't trust.
No, we're gonna get the banger.
What do you mean? You don't trust us to set you up with somebody?
We got bangers, dude.
No, I want to do it my own way.
This is your own way.
Yeah. You're calling out for help, and we're going to help you.
Yeah, you can't be drowning in the ocean and us throw you a fucking lifesaver and then be like, I don't want it. What are you talking about?
No, just to get one out of the way.
We're here to help.
Not a relationship, just one night. We'll go to a hotel room, see what happens.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying we're going to put it out there that anybody wants
to
date.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Bad Friends fans out there, if you are a young lady in the ages of 21... Mm-hmm. Your age, mm-hmm. 21. What are you, 21 or 22? How old are you?
I'm turning 22 this week.
That's right, 22 this
Happy
week.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you idiot. And because we knew it was your birthday, we got you a gift. George, bring it in here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
What is that?
Thank you, George. Look at that gift we got you.
What is this?
Come on, don't you know that?
The ding.
No. You don't hit it. You make a wish. You blow a wish into it. It's a wish catcher. There you go.
There
Very
go.
Good. Oh!
I feel like it's a bye-bye.
It is a bye-bye. It's a bye-bye. Yeah, it's a bye-bye.
If right, that's so, what ties so look like in your
If there's a 21-year-old female to 26, 27, right? How old would you go?
21 to 24.
Okay.
What about like a MILF?
No, I don't think I can handle older ladies.
But they're financially secure. They can get you out of that gig.
That's true. But I feel like they're aggressive.
Not all of them.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean aggressive?
Like, they just know what they want and they,
exactly.
they will...
To get it.
Like, I want it to be like, chill.
Oh, patty cake.
Yeah.
Is that patty cake?
Yeah. Baker's man.
Yeah. Oh, what is this?
Like, chill.
Yeah, that's how you fuck when it's chill.
Okay.
This is chill.
Do you even know some of the positions that women do? I mean,
do you?
No.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm asking.
No, I don't.
I've never tried it. I feel like this.
But you're saying stuff that we know nothing about. What do you mean?
I thought scissor was a one.
No, nobody does that.
No one does scissors?
I do that with fancy.
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Okay. Look at this. A Googling lesbian sex position. How to have lesbian sex. And this would be the next step. It would be the next step.
Here we go. So what's the first one?
Buy a Subaru? Why does it say that on the list?
I can make I think I can make up sexual moves.
For lesbians?
Yeah. How about one that they're bent over, but their butts are facing each other, mm-hmm. and there's a dildo attaching it.
Yeah, like that's great.
Right? What do you think of that?
I like that one.
And they back up into each other.
Yeah.
And they go toot toot.
I got a good one.
Okay.
They're walking down the street.
Yeah.
And they're scoffing at white males.
Uh-huh.
Scoffing.
What's a scoff? Oh, shit. I hate scoffs. I've gotten scoffs all my life.
You've been getting scoffed at. That's scoffing.
Ooh, I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems generic.
Yeah, that seems pretty.
Wait, what's the hand doing?
Rubbing.
I think she's taking the necklace.
Oh, she's robbing her.
She's robbing her.
Are a lot of lesbians.
Because she's holding one of the arms. It's like, I want that necklace. All right, that's a pretty good
one.
Well,
that's a reason to be a lesbian. You could steal from them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could become a thief.
Yeah.
That's so fucking fun. Well, look, any young woman that's out there that's looking to date Rudy, please, why don't you send an email to...
carlosinthebooth@gmail.com. That's carlosinthebooth@gmail.com,
and
yeah.
The boys will make that. And so I want to date Rudy. So submit your photo, where you live, who you are, and why you want to date Rudy, and we'll maybe get on a date with you.
You do have a tomboy kind of a vibe, I think.
Where did that phrase come from? Tomboy. Tomboy.
I don't know. Tom.
Tomboy.
Tomboy.
I'm a girl.
No, tomboy.
I am? Because I like softball?
First appeared in the 1500s, meaning wild, romping girl who acts like a boy. 19th century America, being a tomboy is seen as many extremely healthy for girls who
but
are
but they're not
running.
All, like tomboys aren't all lesbians. Like I'm sure Ronda Rousey was a tomboy.
For sure.
And
yeah.
But she, you know, she likes dick.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so there's probably a lot like that.
I watched a video of her yesterday, by the way. It's so weird you say that.
What? It
popped up about her. Just she's so fucking strong. She was so fucking
strong.
So strong.
Huh.
Were you kind of a tomboy when you were a little kid?
No. That's why. I didn't know how to answer that. I was like, I don't think I was. Like tomboy, they're all rugged, right? Yeah. And we're overalls. And so I don't do that. Were you a tomboy?
I was a tom girl.
You're a tom girl. Okay.
I was born a girl, but I looked like a tough guy.
Yeah.
Born a guy, I looked like a tough girl. Tomboy.
Yeah.
We had tomboys in my neighborhood that could fucking beat everybody at everything. They beat all the boys at everything.
Yeah.
They would literally beat all the boys at all the shit. It is kind of fascinating to think about now. What?
What?
Wow.
Well, your eyes went...
Cross?
Yeah, you know, when you're thinking, your eyes do something cute. That's cute, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be cute, right? Do you want me to scoff at you, dude?
Don't scoff. Oh, no.
Anyway.
Look, we'll get you a date, and we'd like to know how the progress goes.
Okay.
But if you got a date, don't you got to break up with your boyfriend?
What if I just ask him, I want to go on a date?
Call him up.
He's at work.
Yeah, call him up.
Yeah.
He's at work.
Well,
at
then the call Cheesecake Factory. Tell them you need 5.
He's at work.
No, I'm not. I don't want to involve. I don't want to involve.
Yeah,
he's a
no,
shy guy. Yeah, we're not doing that.
He's really shy.
Yeah, you're the one that's trying to get her to break up with this fucking guy.
No, I like him actually. I like him a lot.
I have another topic to
Okay,
ask.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you were a kid, did you have a hard time holding your pee?
Question. Saving it?
No, like when you laugh and you have to hold it.
Oh.
Did you have a hard time with that?
No. You saying have
like,
I ever...
Like fifth grade.
Have I ever...
Fifth, sixth grade.
Peed myself. No.
Really?
I've never pissed my pants.
Never either.
Although at the age that I'm at, which you are older, I know you do. You leak sometimes a little bit, don't you? You leak.
Well, I'll tell you what I do.
You leak.
I leak. Okay, here's what I do.
Leaky, leaky,
leaky. Can I tell you what I do?
Yeah.
I have to spend a little longer peeing.
Yeah.
Right, because
couple more
dance
shakes.
Isn't over usually.
Yeah, a couple more.
Even shakes. When the music ends, the dance is still going.
Do you ever leak fancy?
No. I want to keep
fucking
it like
liar.
That.
Liar, dude.
You never have a couple of extra drips?
No, so far.
When you're done peeing
yeah.
and you put it away, you put it back and it's in the you sheath it.
Yes.
You know
you don't have a drip that drop that comes out?
You know where the drips come out of? His
like
tits. With your pork tits, dude.
George, tell me. You have a drip or two that comes out sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You shake, and then you try to shake again, and then you put it in.
Sometimes.
And then you look down, and there's a little wet spot on the outside.
Thank
you,
George.
Tell people,
okay, that's,
I just washed my hands.
Dude, we got to get Carlos back in. We really do got to get Carlos back in. This is,
what?
Yeah, so let me ask you this.
But he's being real. That is true. I have a, you, McCone doesn't experience. You're too young yet to have a little drip drap.
I haven't dripped.
You will do. And you will leak bad. Trust me.
Yeah, I have a hard time holding it.
Wait, do you pee? Do you, have you pissed yourself before?
Yeah, in the fifth grade, and...
That'll never leave your brain, huh?
Yeah, because it was in front of everyone.
Somebody made you laugh and you pissed yourself.
Yeah, and I don't like peeing in public bathrooms, so I had to hold it the whole day. And then when I laughed, it just, everything came out.
And I kind of...
And I lied and said that I had a magic pants.
You had magic pants. And they believed it.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Well, I think they believed it.
This is in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll believe anything.
Yeah.
Are magic pants expensive in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Only certain people can get them.
Yeah. I have something that happened.
Hmm.
And I wasn't even going to bring this up, but...
Please do. By the way, I used to hold in my poop. I didn't want to poop at school. Yeah, I had to wait to poop at home.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you get home and it come out rabbit turds.
So I can't say names.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I should even be talking about this.
Come on.
But yesterday I was doing... So I know this guy who's a producer.
Okay.
He's a guy I've known for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 30 years.
30
years. Okay. Okay.
Trying to put it together.
And so we're doing a business call about a project. And I go, okay, man. I'll see you later, ugly. He goes, okay, man. All right. Stay ugly, I said. And he goes, okay, dude. I go, don't look in any mirrors. You're going to crack them. I hung up, right?
You said it three times? Jesus Christ. Could have done it once.
I know. I know. And... Late at night, like 1 a.m, the dude texts me. He said, you know what, dude? Fuck you. He texted me. And he's
what?
Like, basically, he goes, I've known you for 30 years, dude. And you fucking been saying that, right? For 30 years. And you know what, dude? I'm not ugly. I swear to God.
Hey.
He goes, I'm not ugly. And dude, I'm not a fucking 22-year-old fucking doorman at the store where you can talk to like that, dude.
Benji Aflalo.
No, he's not producer. Okay. You know, he goes, I got a family, and you know, and people think I'm good looking, you know? So he goes, fuck you. And I'm like, so I'm on the side of the bed reading this thing.
Laughing.
Not laughing, just going, ugh. I scoffed at it.
You scoffed.
Right? But then I texted him back, like, you know what, I'm so sorry. I go overboard. I apologize.
You're just kidding.
I know. But then as hours went by, I was laying in bed, just mad that I texted him back.
You shouldn't have done it.
You don't think so? What was your play?
You should have let it sit.
Oh, so you call me ugly. I send you a fucking text going, don't call me. Don't do that anymore.
I don't respond.
You don't respond. And then what happens?
Because you sit with it until we see each other again.
Which it could be 6 months.
Hilarious. Then it's sitting in your fucking brain.
Right.
It's like if you're that insecure, you know I'm kidding. If I've known you for 20 fucking years, you don't know that I'm kidding around.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I said.
It's so funny.
I don't know why after all these years you talked so much shit to me. Calling me ugly and all kinds of stupid shit. I always show respect to you.
Mm-hmm.
I am not some fuckhead 22-year-old door guy who enjoys being ridiculed.
Jeez.
This is a 50-year-old man.
A friend of yours?
A friend of mine. So mine is, I'm so sorry, beep, his name. I was just kidding, but sometimes I just go overboard. I'll never do it again. I make fun of people I love, and I love you.
That's
sorry.
True. Yeah, you're mean to me.
Yeah.
So, and then did he say anything else?
Yes.
I kind of want to know. What did he say? I mean, we have to
All right, so he goes, all good, dude. I always take it as good natured. It pissed me off some reason today.
Yeah, he's having a
bad
day.
I love you, too. Thanks for the note.
He's just fucking having a bad day.
Yeah, okay. But dude, the response back, I sat on it.
You didn't want to send it.
And never gonna send it again. I think you're right.
I think it would have been more fun just to fuck around.
Yeah, but here's what the broader picture question I have for you.
Mm.
You and I, right, are not normal, right?
Correct.
We talk to certain people thinking, because, you know, we're around comics a lot, and they can handle all kinds of shit.
Yeah, we always say weird
but
shit.
But then you go to Pep Boys or any out there, right, and then you act the same, and then you realize that, no, people don't necessarily... don't know you, and they don't really know that sense of humor.
Sure.
And sometimes I've had other people have to say to other people, like, oh, he's a comic. He doesn't, right? He doesn't mean that or whatever, right? And it's like, do you have to edit yourself when you're out in the wild or?
Yeah, I'm usually kind of, you have to be more reserved because you're, I don't know if people are going to get it if we're fucking around. Sometimes I will fuck around.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, what are you doing?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, I just thought I would.
Your wife says that.
Just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
But people don't get it.
And sometimes she'll be like, why'd you say that?
I know.
But I was just fucking around.
Do I say something to, do I offend you ever?
The first time we met, I think Kalila had to tell us, like, you can't take anything you say seriously.
Yeah.
The first time we met, you said so many, like, shocking things that I was, like, kind of, like...
Give me an example of something I would say.
I don't know, like, my face and, like, my ear or, like, monkey something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... What?
No, I do believe that. That sounds pretty...
Your face and your ear, your monkey? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well,
why would I say that?
I know.
And no one has said that to me but you for the first time that I met you. And then at the Kalila says...
That's the first thing I said out of my mom. Your face, your ears, you look like a monkey?
I bet you went, look at your face. Look at your ears. You fucking monkey.
Yeah.
I bet that's what you said.
Remember Isa cried?
Okay, her sister cried.
Would you call her a monkey?
What'd I call her?
I forgot, but I feel like you called her like a pussy.
DoorDash! Oh my God, I love DoorDash. You know, guys, I literally don't go out to eat. I get everything delivered at my house, DoorDash. I get donuts, I get Italian food, I get sushi, I get everything from DoorDash. Sometimes I get like batteries, because sometimes my Xbox controller needs batteries, and I go to DoorDash, they bring the batteries, and I can play more and more.
As a Dash Pass member, you can enjoy exclusive offers and perks all season long on stocking stuffers, decor, groceries, meals, and much, much more. Just like Bob said, you'll also get a $0 delivery fee and reduced service fees on eligible orders, too, if you become a Dash Pass member.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you're looking to order now and get some gifts off your gift list or grocery list, why don't you use DoorDash and use the code BFHOLIDAY to get 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more. We love DoorDash, and they're going to help you out. They've been helping us out, and they're going to help you out during the holidays. So shop DoorDash to get everything you need for the holiday season. Use code BFHOLIDAY to get 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more at convenience, grocery, or select retail stores on DoorDash. Terms apply.
Dr. Squatch! I'm going to say something. Even before they were our pals here advertising for us, I've been using Dr. Squatch for years.
Yeah.
It literally is the only soap I use.
I love it because it's a high-performance, natural product.
Exactly.
It's 98% natural, and there's no harmful ingredients, and you want to look and feel and smell so good. Dr. Squatch is delicioso.
And what I love about it is, you know, sometimes you go and you go to a pharmacy and you get a standard soap that smells weird.
Yeah.
I like Dr. Squatch because it smells like a man.
Yeah, it's not an old...
A pine tar soap. Ooh, I'm a man.
Pine tar. It's an old
fresh fall
smell.
Soap. I'm in the woods, dude. Wood barrel bourbon soap. That's like I was, you know, in a... Barrel.
A wood barrel bourbon.
Yeah.
Wood barrel bourbon. Dr. Squatch is wonderful and delicious. So many good smells, and it does feel so good. And knowing that it is very natural makes me feel good, so my skin isn't getting a bunch of nonsense on it. Right now, Dr. Squatch is offering our listeners a huge savings. All new customers will get 3 free bar soaps plus free shipping with any purchase of 3 bars.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to drsquatch.com/badfriends to receive this buy 3, get 3 offer.
Well, that's drsquatch.com. drsquatch.com/badfriends to buy 3 soaps and get 3 free.
Pretty incredible. It's time to get all the daily routine essentials you'll need to start feeling good and smelling like a man today. People have to know that you don't mean it. But you're
I don't mean any of it. I love everyone.
Not everyone.
Most people.
Nah.
No, most people I love. And if I'm going to say that to somebody, it's out of love.
Yeah.
Because you don't think I know what I look like?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What am I?
What are you?
You mean? Know what I look like.
What do you
I look
like?
I know what I look like.
What?
I look like fucking... Like... Bloating corn.
Bloated corn.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Do you ever see like baked Mexican corn?
Yeah, I love Mexican corn.
Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Where they put the little stuff on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they cook it way too much and yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the kernels is, yeah, that's exactly how I look. That's me.
With cotillas. That looks yummy.
Yeah, it really does.
I know, I'm delicious.
Cotillas.
I get it, but I look.
You know what a gourd? You know, like a gourd?
Yeah.
You kind of have gourd.
What?
A little bit of gourd.
I have a gourd.
Yeah, there it is. Go down. G-O-U-R-D. That's kind of gourdy.
Yeah, I'm a gourd. See,
that's you and
that's
me.
That's me.
That's you and me combined.
Combined. That's our baby, dude.
That's our baby.
Our gourd baby. My We'd point is I know what I look like, and people rip me to parts. They rip me to shreds. You don't think I go to New York, and the first thing out of comic's mouth is just rip, rip, rip?
Yeah.
Right? That's it's what they like, do. I deserve it. I know I look like this. Ha, 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 ha.
But when it's not comics, people don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the thing. But trust me, I get it. Like, as mean as we are to George, he deserves it, but he gets it.
But he's had to learn.
He's had to learn. There was moments.
Yeah, in the beginning, no. You've had to learn. You were sensitive before.
When?
When I first met you at Baker.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You were sensitive.
Whoa, George.
How was I sensitive? Let's get this out of the air. I like this.
George, you better buck up.
Yeah. How was I sensitive?
I looked at my clock, my watch once when you walked in, and you flipped out. You were like, "I can show up 15 minutes late. It's my shoot."
Hey, Bob, this guy's built for podcasts. I can see why you work with him. He's not sensitive.
That's not me being sensitive, dude. I'm like, I could do what I want.
That's right.
You're being a bitch, and you're like, "Oh, 15 minutes late." First of all, Maker Street is way the fuck out of nowhere. Remember, it was in the middle of No Century City.
Oh, yeah, Culver City. I drive there every day.
You better, just because you're in a suit doesn't mean you catch a tone with us.
Yeah.
Fucking attorney. Did you wear a suit for the show to look
No, he always would. He's been wearing that every
You've
day.
You've been wearing suits now.
Oh, yeah.
You're a suit guy.
Yep.
It is funny to watch someone make the transition from regular guy to suit guy.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. That is in the comedy world, too, when comics just become suit comics, it's a thing you watch.
I remember Steve Byrne did it.
Steve Byrne became a suit guy. Ryan Stout.
Scoff right in his face.
Remember Ryan Stout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Suit guy.
Rick Ingram.
Rick. There's nothing wrong.
Only when he opens up with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And Chris makes him do it.
But there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying you see it happen. It's interesting to watch your friends become suit guys.
Yeah.
You look good. I'm not bothered by it, but you're a suit guy now. The only issue I have with the suit is that the footwear should be kind of a popping highlight, and those shoes are fucking ridiculous. Take one off and put it up to the camera so they see what you're wearing.
Come on, baby boy. No.
Show it off. Show those pretty little feet.
Oh, so what kind of suits you wear is like more Liberace.
Well, he's a little bit Liberace, isn't he?
It's a little too like, I like it when it's more basic.
No, you gotta dress 49% gay because the gays have fashion.
49% gay.
Without being false advertising.
Interesting.
Never read that before.
What percent gay do we dress?
Bobby's at 51.
No, look at that. That's a 10% gay.
Fancy, you're going to get your ass beat, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you say,
man?
What did you say, bud?
You look good. You look good is what I meant.
Run in his mouth.
You're 10,000% gay, dude.
I like that. I heard through the grapevine. Did you see Killers of the Flower Moon?
No, is it good?
I haven't seen it yet, but I just heard through the grapevine that Scorsese got mad because he caught wind that they were doing intermissions at certain places. Because you know it's a 3-hour movie?
Yeah.
3.5.
3:20, yeah.
Apparently people were doing like their own
intermission.
Yeah, and he heard about it through the grapevine and was fucking livid about it. But it is a long ass movie. That's a long movie.
Yeah, I'd be mad because when do they do the intermission? He should be able to choose when.
Look at that. Intermission violations. Apple, Paramount crackdown on a handful of theaters breaking the agreement. I gotta tell you though.
Yeah.
I need to piss.
Yeah.
3.5 hours? Can I piss? Let me piss.
You can't drink anything or
yeah, you can't drink or eat. You're gonna piss. And by the way, unless you piss the moment you've got to the theater, 3.5 hours, you probably need to leave because you've been eating and drinking while you've been there. So you think it's a violation. You think you got to sit through it.
No, I think that, you know, they should call Scorsese and have him go, when do you think the right part?
He says no. No, they made an agreement. He made them sign a contract saying you will not make an intermission. And theaters were like, fuck off. They did it anyway.
Okay.
I mean, Scorsese wouldn't let you take a break. No chance.
When's the last time I did a movie where there was an intermission, though?
I don't remember.
Ben-Hur?
Ben-Hur?
Yeah.
That was fucking, what?
Yeah, Ben-Hur. I think Gandhi had one. Yeah, there's another movie I saw. I think it was Once Upon a Time in America, or one of those kind of.
I haven't done a break in a film, and I can't remember.
The Hateful Eight, I think, had one.
Did it?
I think so. Not sure.
I don't remember going. I don't remember taking a break.
I don't think it did. Mm.
But I feel like I don't know. I feel like I kind of get it. The theater's like people like it.
Mm.
People want a break.
Only the 70mm did.
70mm Roadshow had a break, and The Hateful Eight.
Because it was longer.
But see, like her generation, like would you sit through a 3.5-hour movie?
Yeah, I can do
it. In the theater? Mm-hmm. Do your friends like that kind of stuff?
What's the last movie you saw at 3.5 hours?
Avengers.
That's not three and a half. Is it 3.5
yeah.
hours?
Holy long, yeah. Was it? Long, yeah.
And they didn't have an intermission?
They didn't have one, no.
Action movies aren't going to have intermission.
But you can go any, you're not going to be able to miss anything.
No, you could just leave.
Yeah. Oh, Hulk is still fucking shit up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's in this? That's what you say when you come back from the Ant-Man might be one of the weirdest franchises I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no diss, but also, what is that? That's such a strange... It's such a strange thing. Yeah, no intermission.
Like, Ant-Man's one of those movies where I was like, oh, I can get in that.
I'm surprised you didn't get Ant-Man. You are Ant-Man for sure. That is you 100%.
Ken Jeong got a little part in the Avengers and the Ant-Man part.
Did he really?
Yeah. At the very beginning.
You think we'll ever be in Marvel? Ever? You could be
What, man?
There's.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's playing. That's you.
I know.
He's playing Bobby Lee. Yeah. They literally were like Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
You ever You ever talk to Ken?
Yeah.
You still do?
Yeah.
Do you ever say stuff like that should have been me?
Because it sounds weird.
Yeah, it does.
Hey man, how's the family? That should have been me. In the Avenger. What man? No, I just saw it.
Nothing. Just should have been me.
Should have been me.
It was literally me. It looked like me.
You know, it's so funny. These kind of movies, I'm not even, you know, I mean, I don't even know how people get them.
Well, I don't
people because people go, well, I know other actors like, yeah, you know, I track movies. And then when they start casting, I get in the process. I tried that with the Chinese one.
Shang-Chi?
No, the rich.
Hidden Dragon?
Crazy Rich Asians. Mm. So I followed that along.
Yeah.
In the trades. Mm. And I go, okay, this is the casting, right? And I'm like, and I called my agent. I go, just tell them I'm interested.
But they mostly Chinese, yeah.
I know, and they're like, they're not interested, dude.
Because you're Korean.
Well, that's what they said, but then they put Ken in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's Chinese passing, though.
And then Shang-Chi, I did it, and they were like, really good, but you're not going to ever get that.
No.
They gave it to Ronnie.
Ronnie Chang's great.
Yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying. So you try, you read for it, right?
Yeah.
And you put in the tape and they're just like, no. And then you're like, okay, I try.
Yeah, but that's going to happen.
Yeah. Have you gotten one of those?
Well, they're not making a lot of Howdy Doody movies. I mean, what the fuck am I, what am I going
to? I don't want to talk about show business and my frailty. We do that all the time. It's just like, I'm blessed with what I have.
That's right.
I got stuff too, man. Who gives a fuck, man?
You do.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? And dude, it's not even for me, dude. You know, I'll tell you something, pal. You know what I realized when I've been on the streets, pal?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're like snake oil salesmen.
You and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, this show, we're selling snake.
No, what I'm saying is we go door to door and we go, hey, you know, we're not like, you know, we're not in the part of this big machine.
They won't let us in the big box store.
Right. So we go door to door and we sell it that way. And you know what, dude? It's the and it's so funny because these other ones that are they get the green light from, you know, the Hollywood.
You talk about
they're trying to do what we're doing.
Two Bears, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like not Two Bears, but you know, understand.
Yeah.
And it's like no, we're doing it the way
old school.
Not just old school, it's I think the right way to do it.
Well,
it's the most authentic way to do it. Like this is me by me. And and a lot of people hate me, but a lot of people are like, I love that.
People don't hate you.
I know.
People hate those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those guys. I mean,
yeah.
This guy, probably the most.
Yeah.
I will give you some props for shaving your head. I do think that's an incredible move on your part. I mean, balls. And now, what are you going to do now? What's the rest of the haircut going to be?
I'm going to wait for it to... I'm just going to kind of be weird for like a few months. I get to be like Carlos, like kind of undercover. Because... Being bald, he's like an undercover person with hair. Whenever he puts his hat on, no one knows.
But you got to shave all of it.
I'm gonna do it like keep it like this for a while.
No, no, no.
And then I'm gonna
mullet it.
I think the mullet is rad. If he gets,
I'm gonna do the mullet once it grows out and levels. I'm gonna do the sides.
And he still gets more girls than me. It's great. Good job.
You should have. Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, it is. No, I've been watching you, dude. And you know what? I accept it. You're the young gun in the factory, and I My hat's off to you, dude.
New blood.
I don't know. I fumble the bag, though, a lot.
What?
I fumble the bag, though, a lot.
I fumble all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of bags fumbled, my friend.
Did I ever tell you my Pete Davidson story?
I don't want to hear it.
He used to fuck Pete Davidson.
I don't want to hear it.
And then I fumbled the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened with Pete Davidson?
Well, no. So this was like right when I moved out to LA. I was 22. I was at a bar and this older woman started talking. She was like 30. She started flirting with me and she was like, you give me a real Pete Davidson vibe. I really like that. Really like, mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. And I was like, okay, cool. And then like as we were drinking through the night, I was like, we started making out in the bar and I was like, I should lean into this Pete Davidson thing. What do I know about Pete Davidson?
Uh-oh.
So we're making out and then I whisper in her ear, my dad died in 9/11. And it didn't go well. Like as I was saying it,
dude,
I was,
he didn't think
my hat's off to you.
That's
dude.
So funny. She
it's
didn't like
so
that?
Funny, dude.
No, as I was saying it, I was like, this is a pretty bad bomb if it bombs.
Because nowhere in my mind would I think that this would be a good move.
I think that's so funny. If I was
I'm making
girl,
out with her and I'm like,
my dad died in 9/11. You know what would have been boss on her part if she was like, which tower?
Yeah, yeah.
No, she just said, did he really? And I was like, oh no, I was just leaning to Pete Davidson. And she's like, yeah, like I'm a little older than you and I'm from New York. So like, I kind of know.
What? That's insane.
I love it.
Yeah. She was being real.
Yeah. I love it.
And did you ask her if she lost anybody in 9/11?
Yeah, and then she said, well, no, but we like knew of people. And I was like, okay.
So can I finger you still? How wow. uncomfortable that, is that? Yeah, that'd have been so that. Awkward. Damn, dude. Good move. Good
That's
shitty
a pretty
move.
Good move.
It's not even a Pete Davidson story. That's a you not getting pussy from being a weirdo story.
It's the anti-Pete Davidson story.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But you know, lean in, dude.
But I don't know. Carlos honestly is the most successful like with women. So like maybe this will help.
Maybe
in a weird way.
Maybe you'll start to land a little bit more.
It is just like after it's gone, I was so nervous for like the past 2 days. I was like, I have to just do it. And after I did it, it's kind of freeing.
Are you going to walk around like this?
Every now and again. I do get ashamed.
Why?
It looks cool, Nicole.
See, it does look cool. See? And she's hip. She's young. She gets it.
Well, I was walking with my friends that cut my hair, Tristan and Chloe. We were walking afterwards and then they were just like, take your hat off again when we were in public. And I felt like a piece of meat a little bit, you know? But like, mm-hmm. And now I know what Carlos feels like constantly.
Piece of meat.
It brings me back to when we were in San Diego and we were at that bar. Remember that bar?
No.
On
the street?
On the street. And yeah. I was, right. And the girl walks up to me and she goes, she didn't know who I was. So I felt like this kid over here did. And she goes, I think you're cute. I was like, me? What? And she started making out with me. And she goes, I'm going to come to your hotel room tonight. So I gave her my number. Cut to 8 hours later, I'm by the door in my hotel, staring at my phone. It's like the sun's out now, right? And I go, I don't think she's calling.
Why not? Why do you think she didn't? You think she said that to a lot of guys that night?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
She was just shooting her shot.
I think I got fucked. Oh my! I remember that. I was like, I'm so 50 years old. I'm like, I'm never gonna do this again.
Why? Wait up
to
all
wait,
night. You didn't want
to
wait all night.
To wait and stare at a phone like a fucking psychopath. Right? And then my mom, because my mom will text me at 3 a.m. and go, I rob you. So one time I go, oh, fuck, it's my mom. Fuck. You know what I mean? But it was like, yeah, I mean, yeah. And I think about you. I had another friend that, you know, that was able to just walk into a bar and women will just make out with them.
Who?
His name was Khalees. I've talked to him about him before. But and you're like that. You remind me of him. Congratulations, man. My hat's off to you. And I hope you direct a movie one day.
I don't know.
I know.
Have you ever hooked up in a bar?
No. I'm not, honestly. I'm like, I say shit like that. I'm not very successful in like.
Have you hooked up in a bar? Or in a, like, have you, in a public place?
Well, I ate a girl's vagina on the stairway right below Mitzi's office.
And that's public.
Pretty out public.
In the stairwell?
Yeah.
In that creepy little weird stairwell?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a haunted house.
I know.
You were like, woo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a side, like literally people that don't know, the back of Mitzi's old office, it's so creepy.
It's so creepy.
No lights.
Yeah.
And it's like this haunted little like a stairwell that goes to three different places.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So what, you brought her back there and you were like, hey, let's go upstairs.
Well, I got her pants down, right? And I went to the bottom of the stairs and I crawled up it like The Exorcist. Right, and she was like, "Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah."
Just throwing up everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I've had a lot of weird hookups up there.
In the Comedy Store?
Oh, yeah. The Belly Room especially. The Belly Room Green Room a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Late at night.
Wait, but people can come.
I know. There's two doors that people can come in. So there's a lot of like, you know what I mean? Looking.
Moving her head to block it. Yeah, I get that. Have you ever hooked up in public?
No.
No, good. Don't ever do it. Don't ever do it.
I won't.
I broke a girl's heart once there in the Belly Room.
Go on.
I don't know if I should share it, but I feel bad about it.
Well,
I met her in a town.
Love meeting people in town. One of my favorite places to meet people.
It was a small town, and I was opening for Polly.
Okay.
And I used to crush.
You still do?
I know, but back then, you know what I mean?
Just different.
Different kind of crush. And I met her, and she's like, I'm going to come out to LA. She does. And then I had a La Jolla gig.
Yeah.
Right. And back in there when you played La Jolla, you would
stay at the condo
with two or three other comics.
Sometimes six other comics.
So I go, stay with me, right?
She came down in the condo?
Yeah, she stayed at the condo all weekend, right?
Right.
And but she brought her guitar.
She did.
Yeah, and late at night she would go, like, I'm with comics. I think it was Jeff Richards, Kelly Kirsten, and she would just bust out her guitar and start singing her songs.
Were they good?
No. Yeah, they had to put Heaven and Sun, you know.
My little Asian boy.
And they would like, you know, everyone in the room, their eyes would roll. And then one day, it was a Sunday. Oh, I feel so bad. I don't even know if I should share this. Okay. Did I tell you about this dingleberry?
What happened?
I've told you about this dingleberry. Yeah, yeah. So I'm having sex with her from behind.
Mm-hmm.
I smell poo.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I remember this, yeah.
And she goes... And I lifted my two thumbs, separated her.
Right.
Bung.
Yeah.
And there was a little hair sticking out of her butthole. And there was a little piece of poo.
Hi.
Exactly. If it had a fucking, that was dead on, dude.
Hi. Hi. Bobby.
Yeah.
I'm from a small town.
Right? Yeah.
And my boss plays the guitar. She's a singer-songwriter. She's struggling.
It's so funny. A piece of poo saying, I'm from a small town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm from a small town.
Right. So I in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck? And then she says, I just had a vision. While I'm behind her, she goes, I had a vision that we had a house and two kids and a white picket fence. And I said, I had a vision that we went to CVS and got toilet paper right now. You're right.
And she was mortified.
I never said that.
What did you say?
The second part I didn't say. She said the fucking small picket fence. In my mind, I said it.
Yeah, but you never talked to her again?
No, I flicked it.
Ah!
Right? And then I dissed her.
You just never talked? Yeah,
and I felt so bad about it.
Well, if you're out there, Miss Dingleberry, wherever you are, we hope you're doing well small town.
Yeah. Was she white?
They're always white.
They're always white from a small town.
Come on, dude.
Black women wipe their buttholes.
Was she white?
Yeah.
Do you wipe your butthole?
Oh, no. My God,
no. What the fuck are you talking about? Of course he does.
Wash it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I have one of those wall things in my shower and I just open up.
Yeah.
Very, very clean.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, because this episode is going to come out right before Thanksgiving.
I'm going to get your house, right?
What?
Yeah, we're all going to be it.
Wait, say it again.
I'm going to your parents' house?
Yeah, everyone's going to go to my mom's house for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
It's going to be, well, it's just hot roast? Me, you, and you're not going to be there.
I'm picking you guys up from the airport.
You are?
I'm driving from Minnesota that morning to pick you guys up at 2.
But can you not go to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, what if you just drop us off at my mom's house and you leave? Is that fine?
That's what I was going
to
do.
We'll give you money to go to a steakhouse. You could go wherever you want. I can't do Thanksgiving with you.
Steakhouse? No. We'll give you a couple bucks. You can go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'll go to Wiener Circle.
Who else is gonna be there?
What if we make him sleep in his car outside of my mom's house?
Who's going to be there?
The crew. Me, you, him.
Everyone but Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy's going to be already in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So me, you, Juice, him.
Carlos.
And Carlos, maybe. if you let him in.
I don't have to stay at your parents' house, right?
We're not staying at my parents' house. Good. Well, surprise, surprise.
Don't want to.
You're staying at my mom's house. These guys get a hotel. We didn't get you one. Oh.
I've always wanted to, you know what? I like recording, you know, field noises,
mm-hmm.
right? And I want to field what creatures do at night.
White people?
Your mom.
Yeah.
Scary creatures, like a field recording. You know what I mean? You know.
year.
Yeah, we're gonna have anti. It's anti Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. We don't do Thanksgiving. We're gonna have like fucking.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're gonna. Have,
you're not. You don't even see. Here's the deal. You don't know this version of me.
What? Meet my mom?
No, you don't know the fam. I'm a family man, dude. Mm-hmm. When it comes to going to people's houses,
yeah,
and being in those kind of environments, I play a role and I play the family man.
Same thing.
No, I wear. I don't. I'm
Are you
not
gonna
inappropriate.
Dress up? You should dress up.
I'm gonna wear a nice shirt. I'm gonna be. Thank you so much for the turkey brisket. Thank you.
Very nice.
Right. I'm gonna use the right utensils. Mm. I'm gonna put the little handkerchief in.
A napkin.
Whatever.
Why do you have a handkerchief?
I have my own handkerchief.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, for dinners.
Okay.
Right. Put that in, right? And I'm going to, so at the end of the meal, do you need help?
You never do that.
Not in your family. Not in your fucking family. In this family, you watch.
When he comes to a White House, it all changes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to bring the plates to the thing. I'm going to wash it off.
No way.
I swear to God.
You know what I'm going to make you do?
What?
I'm going to make you say a prayer before the dinner.
Dude,
I'm going to go, Mom, Bobby loves to say grace.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it right now. Prep.
Well, first I would make an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone here at the dinner, let's be grateful for what we have. It's Thanksgiving. And may I do prayer?
Oh, please.
May I?
Please.
Can we all hold hands?
Please.
So we hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord and Savior, God, grace, heavens be.
Mm-hmm.
Together we are and together we be in the future and in the past, in the moment. But most importantly, we have each other. And we're grateful for the land, the sea, the oxygen, the land that we stand on, the earth that we work. We work on the earth.
We do.
Yes, and we grind. But we get pleasure out of success. And by the end of the night, when the sun goes down, we get to be with each other once again. And to scurry. We scurry.
Mm.
Whimsically.
Oh.
Yeah, through the fields in our mind. Right? But we're still in our home.
That's right.
Developing all these glorious moments. So, Lord, thank you. Mm-hmm. Amen. And take care. Good night.
You're leaving.
I leave.
You don't want to eat?
No, I do a salute. No, dude. I do a salute, right? And I vanish.
Whoa.
Smoke bombs.
Whoa.
I put through smoke bombs and I'm gone, dude.
And then you're gone and we're like.
And people just get so confused about it.
When you leave, we're like, there's rice everywhere. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I live my own white rice. You do a prayer.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. I close it out with you.
I want to thank you. Okay. I want to thank you for the power that you've instilled in this Anglo-Saxon family. Mayflower material. Thank you for letting us come together and bond with one of our Asian brethren, a man of the Orient who brought no spice, no rug, no rice, but love. God bless.
I'm sweating, by the way. Just watch. I'm sweating.
We love him even though he is our enemy. In the name we pray. Jesus, keep him safe. Keep him short. And keep him round. Amen.
Amen. Will you please do that?
Yeah. Fuck. Are you kidding me?
Write my because I improvised mine. Will you write mine down?
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Please write it down because I'm going to say that.
And will you
word
print,
for word.
Print it out, McCone, so he can hand it out to everybody at the
Yeah, yeah. I need to hand it out to everybody.
They can read it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought the stuff of like scurrying was great.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got anything else, kiddo?
No.
Tell the people goodbye.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
What? This is so long. Imagine, like, holy shit.